Welcome back to the Afternoon Jams, brought to you by BestBlackNews.com. Hey, Big Rod, man, we got another celebrity on the phone now, man. We got one.
Yeah, heavy hitter alert.
A heavy hitter alert. Formerly a model, formerly a talk show host, formerly TV star. He did all that until he gave it all up to be a professor at Jackson State University. We got Prince Doran on the phone line. How you doing, professor?
Man, I'm blessed, PA, man. I cannot complain. Wouldn't do me any good if I did. But life is good, man. Life is good.
Yeah, I know them checks looking good, too. With them professor checks and tenure. Being tenured at a college, too. That's good, isn't it?
Man, that's a blessing in itself, that security you have, man. You know, you walk a little different when you got that security, man.
That means you can say pretty much almost anything you want to say, right? Almost.
Yeah. Man, you know, you got total autonomy as a college professor, but you even have more autonomy when you have that tenure status.
Wow. Wow, to folks in Florida and other markets outside of Muskegon, Michigan, we are proud of Prince Doran. He's born and raised, he was raised in Muskegon, Michigan, and we have watched him grow and morph into a strong black man who is he's clearing out those trees and knocking them down for other people to come behind you. Now, you are a professor at Jackson State University. In what field?
In theater and fine arts. My emphasis of expertise is actually play and screenwriting. And I heard you said something about Florida. You know, we just got FAMU and Bethune-Cookman to our SWAC conference. Yeah. So, you know, we branching out. So welcome Bethune-Cookman and FAMU to the SWAC land.
Yeah, I'm seeing they just leaving the conference. They're going pretty soon. They might not even have a conference, the one they just left. Everybody bailing out.
Yeah, man. They going where that money is, man. But they gonna love it, man. In this Southwestern Athletic Conference, they're gonna love it there.
Looking forward to those games, man. Now, Prince, I didn't know that Mississippi still had a Confederate flag hanging as part of the state flag.
Man, Mississippi has had the Confederate flag emblem on its state flag since 1894, I want to say. So basically about 30 years after the Civil War ended.
Wow. History happened over the weekend then.
Yeah, man, it's a great day to say that you're from Mississippi, that you are a Mississippian, man. You know, the House passed the bill to change the state flag and get rid of that Confederate emblem. So it's a great day, man. We are celebrating. It's kind of when I told you that you know, Mississippi has always been the butt of all the civil rights jokes, man. You know, we've always been behind the movement, and we've always been ridiculed for not being as progressive as other states. And, you know, Mississippi has always been caught up in the past. But today we can say that we are moving forward. It is a giant step, because one thing about Mississippi, it cares about its history, good or bad. For the most part, the bad. But today was something that was progressive in itself, that the House and the Senate included everyone in that decision, not just
really
a certain class of people or a certain race of people.
So the Republicans and Democrats all voted for this?
Overwhelmingly, PA. The House voted 84 to 35. The Senate voted 36 to 14. I mean, it was overwhelming support to change this. We're living in a different time. We're living in a different time. And, you know, you want to be on the right side of history. You want to say to your grandchildren, to your children, that I was a part of, you know, this new movement, that I was a part of history to say that, you know, what was done in the past wasn't right, to have this Confederate emblem of a losing side,
right,
a side that wanted to keep blacks in slavery. You know, that was a part of history, saying that I was a part of that change. And wow, today we made that statement.
What happened? What changed everything?
Well, PA, it all started. Now, here's what the crust of the whole ordeal. A Mississippi State football player by the name of Kylan Hill, I want to say, running back. He was the SEC Player of the Year last year. And he came out with a bold statement saying that I would not play for Mississippi State as long as the state of Mississippi has that Confederate flag. And that was a huge thing. Huge thing. You know?
Wow.
You know, now we're crossing. Then that got the attention of the SEC. And the SEC stated that, you know, no national title games will be played in a state that has a Confederate flag, which is the only state that has a Confederate flag is the state of Mississippi. And then the NCAA backed that up by saying, we support that. And so when you get into a conversation saying you can't hold title games, that's revenue, that's finances. Now you're reaching across the lines. And this young man got a lot of ridicule, got a lot of hate, got a lot of hateful things said to him in the midst of his stance. He wasn't like other college players who, you know, took pictures with the coach and you know, retracted their statement. He stood by it. And it got the ball movement, and that set everything into motion. And then this past Friday, two new head coaches at Mississippi State and Ole Miss, Lane Kiffin and Mike Leach, they went to the House and they made a plea to the legislature to change the flag. So that got the thing rolling quickly. That they were in session over the weekend, and you know, it's hard to get people at work on the weekend when you're not normally at work on the weekend.
Exactly. So this happened real quick then.
Very quickly. They met to make a motion on Saturday to introduce the bill as a resolution to change the state flag. And then that passed, and so they moved it over to be voted on today. And it passed today overwhelmingly. The House passed it 91-23. And then the Senate passed it unanimously with to make the change. And so it was sweeping. I mean, we've never seen anything like that. And it's like I stated to you when we were talking, that this had to be something that was done in the House, in the Senate. It could not be put out to vote. As much as we want to make things democratically, we have to realize that there's a sector of people who do not want that state flag to be changed. And if it was put to vote, I wholeheartedly believe it would not have happened.
Oh, really?
And so they made the executive decision to make the change. And so now what's going to go forward is that there's a 9-member committee that's going to be put together to adopt a new flag. Now, the flag choices are going to be voted on by the people in the November election. But this is a great day. This is a great day. And one of the representatives, Amira Scott, she petitioned for the bill itself to be named after Kylin Hill, the Mississippi State running back who basically put his name and his reputation and college career on the line for something he truly believed in.
The brothers in the Olympics when they was in back in Mexico. Was it 1964?
John Carlos and Tommy Small. But you also can't forget the white guy who helped them along the way, and they made that very clear at his funeral. One thing I wanted to ask you, Prince, I know the Confederate flag, the history of the Confederate flag. Are we looking at change? Are the people in Mississippi's mindset changing?
Rob, let me tell you, man. So we were at the protest, and I've never seen so many people in such a crowded area. Number one, they're all wearing masks, so you know, thankful for that. But also, they were of different colors, different economic status, and the climate in which we're living in. This is why I go back to a quote I heard Will Smith say once, that racism hasn't changed, it's just being recorded. Now you can't say what didn't happen. We see it happen. And there's a sector of people who've never seen the things that we've been telling people that's been going on, I know, in my lifetime, you know, and the history books have said. But you cannot, your eyes never lie to you. And so the mindset has changed. You know, you hate to say or bring back the 60s, but the 60s movement was composed of young people. Exactly. And that's what I saw out there. College age students, my students that I've taught over the years, they were out there protesting. You know, you had those who weren't originally from Mississippi but stayed after they graduated. They were in the midst of the protest. So yes, it has been a mind change.
So you seeing Black Lives Matter out in the white neighborhoods in Jackson, Mississippi?
Yeah, because you can't avoid it. Now you have to have that uncomfortable conversation with your son or daughter who has black friends.
Mm.
You know, you can't avoid it. You know, once upon a time you can say, well, that's just those people. Well, now those people I know, I have a relationship with.
Right.
I'm on the football team with. I'm on the basketball team with. And so now, if I'm not supporting it, then how would my friend look at me? And right. So if I'm not supporting it as his friend, then that puts our friendship into question. So now I have to have a conversation with my parents. And my parents have to face the ugly truth of, yes, this is how society used to be. But we can be a part of the change going forward.
Wow. Amazing, amazing thing. Rob, I never thought I'd see this in life, man. When Mississippi started to change.
Yeah, me either.
There's hope, bro. There is hope.
I'm telling you, this is something next to Obama coming to Jackson State. Shout out to PA and the B for giving me press passes to see Obama's first term. He came and campaigned at Jackson State.
Yeah.
Next to Obama being elected, you know, the first time, and this is up there with that.
Wow.
You know, people outside Mississippi do not understand what a scarlet letter of being a Mississippian has been. You know, a lot of people ask you, you know, are there still separate water fountains? You know, because all they know about Mississippi are the movies.
Right.
The movies always portray Mississippi negatively.
Right.
But there's a great tradition that we have here, and we're moving forward with this change in this flag. And it's like I said to you, you have a historically black college in your capital city,
right?
Okay, and your capital city has 67% African American population, but your governor's mansion flies a Confederate flag high above it all, and you have to pass that each and every day.
Mm.
So it's a constant reminder of what's going on. And for the people who may say, you know, the Confederate flag represents history, we shouldn't get rid of it. Think of it like this. Say there is a person who has assaulted your favorite family member, okay? You have to walk out of your house and see that person each and every day.
Right.
That's what that flag is. It's a constant reminder of an assault that happened to my family each and every day.
Wow. Prince Dern on the phone line, professor at Jackson State University, historical time in our country. Man, you got to feel good. You've been in Mississippi how long now? How long have you been a resident?
I have been living in Mississippi since 2010. Yeah.
And has it has the atmosphere changed since 2010, since you arrived there?
You know what's so crazy? No. That's why this is so amazing that, you know, I've been here about a decade, and within the last 3 months has been the biggest change. You know, we had a big rush of energy when Obama was elected, but that was on a national scale. Still the state, local level, you know, we didn't feel that change. You know, when you have, you know, these different types of movement and these different type of history being made elsewhere, we were the stepchild that was left behind.
Wow.
But today we can sit at the table.
Now, you guys, you know, the mayor of Jackson, Mississippi is a pro-black mayor, definitely RBG.
Yes.
His father is part of the movement.
Lumumba, yes.
Did he, 37-year-old black mayor, very progressive, probably the most progressive black mayor in America. Did he play a role in any of this?
Most definitely. Mayor Lumumba has always been for the people. You know, you remember his father, you know,
yes.
his father represented Tupac.
Exactly. Yeah.
You know, his father was the governor. Was the mayor before he passed away unexpectedly.
Right.
But Mayor Lumumba has always been about the people. He's always been about what's right and what's fair. And that's one thing that you can hold your hat on, is that when your leadership is for what's right, it's not about party affiliation. It's not about who lines my pockets or who may look like me or maybe at the same country club as I am. It's about what's right. And he's always been on the right side. And so, yes, he was actually a part of the protest. You know, he spoke. And so it's good to see, you know, your leaders standing up for what is right.
Wow.
Because it may not always be comfortable.
Yeah, go ahead, Big Rob.
You know what's so interesting about what you said? I just got done watching two documentaries about the Freedom Riders in Mississippi. And to hear you talking like you're talking now, Prince, is just wow.
Yeah, yeah.
Literally just got done watching two of them. But man, wow.
And it gets chills.
It's the thing, man. It's those Freedom Riders, you know, those things happened. You know, and it wasn't like 100 years ago that these things happened. You know, these things happened within, you know, last half century.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. Last 50 years. Man, that's 50, 60 years. I'm so proud of you that you were there to be in this moment, to be there and to be a part of this history. Where do we go from here? What do you think is going to happen from here as a country and as a state?
As a state, it's the first step in admitting that slavery was bad. You know, that this country has yet to apologize for its greatest sin. That this country was built on the backs of Black people. That you got free labor for over 100 years. And then you got into Reconstruction where you were sharecroppers, but we couldn't count. So we didn't know what was equal value. Mm-hmm. Okay. Sure. And then you leave that and you go into Jim Crow. And then you have to have these bogus tests to get your right to vote. Well, they would have a test where they'll say, okay, to get your right to vote, you got to tell me how many bubbles are in this bathtub.
Right.
You know? And so for over 400 years, PA, the goal line has always been moved. You always tell us it's first and goal inside the five. We score, you throw a flag on the play, and you tell us we got to back up. Mm. Well, now we're actually putting the rule book out. And it's what Martin Luther King said. The only thing we're asking for is America to be what she said on paper.
Exactly.
You know, yeah. That you hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men, not some, but all men are created equal, with certain inalienable rights. Among them are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. That's all it said, and that's all we're asking for. So for the state of Mississippi, this is the first step. Now that we know that we can make this type of change, it's going to galvanize the people of this state to ask for more changes in the education system, that those schools who are in those predominant areas that are getting funding from the government, you know, we need that trickle-down effect is not working. You got to come in these inner cities, and you have to reach these inner city schools, and you have to give them the same opportunities. We're not asking for anything that's not rightfully due to us. We're just asking for the opportunity, the equal opportunity that everyone else has. And that's the next step. When you get into this education system, then you're going to have an even global change, because now you're educating our young people, and they're going to learn how to be craftsmen. They're going to learn how to be educators. They're going to learn the business of how this world works. And then you're going to help this economy grow. You know, you can't help the country grow when only one sector of the populace is growing.
Wow.
And so that's where we're headed.
So I know you write plays and you author textbooks, you author books. Are you going to do a play? You got to do a play. You got to.
You know what, PA?
A whole movie.
Right.
That's definitely the word, because this is, and it's interesting that you brought that up, because I've been working on a play. If you remember, Rob, I'm pretty sure you're familiar with it. There was a young lady, African-American lady, who was arrested some years back for removing the Confederate flag, I think in South Carolina.
Yes, yes.
She was arrested,
yep,
for removing the Confederate flag. And I I'm starting writing a play that's kind of related to that. And this new decision has really changed the direction of the play and kind of a celebratory way. And so most definitely as an artist, as a writer, as a creator, you know, in the arts, we write, we perform what's going on in society. We'd be doing our audience a disservice if we act ignorant or we ignore what was going on in society. Yeah. And so there are a lot of writers out there and composers out there. I just heard a song, I think it was by her, I Can't Breathe. Man, that was it's a powerful song, man. And so we are charged with the responsibility to write, to create, to perform what's going on in society. Because the only way certain people will be able to know what's going on in society is through us. Right. You know, you may not watch the news every night, but I listen to music.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you may not be able to read certain books, but I watch TV, I watch plays, I watch movies. And so we have a responsibility to share that information with those who may not get it from MSNBC or CNN or Fox News or wherever you get your news information. So we have to be catalysts for that type of change.
Wow. Prince Durant, man. Proud of you. Honored to talk to you. I'm looking at this name of celebrities from Mississippi, man. Y'all got some rich black folks that came from Mississippi. I'm seeing Oprah name down there. Bob Johnson name. He born in Mississippi. Rick Ross was born in Mississippi. Ray J and Brandy and Tavis Smiley. Y'all got some heavy hitters, man.
I'm telling you, man, we are a proud group of people. You know, we just got a bad rap over the years.
Right.
You know, we've gotten a bad rap in the sense that we have been kind of slow to the dance. But now that we at the dance, you're going to see our moves.
There you go.
You're going to see we can keep up with the rhythm of everyone else. You're going to see that we're not off beat.
Right.
You know, you're going to say, you know, these Mississippians, you know, they sound a little country, but they coming with it.
They know what's up.
But yeah, man, we have roots that are deep. And it's a proud day, man. A proud day. And when it was revealed, I said, I need to let PA know this.
Thank you, man.
Because this is great. This is something that not a lot of people thought would happen.
Nah.
Not Mississippi.
Nah.
Maybe Georgia. Maybe Alabama. Maybe even Texas. But not Mississippi.
Yeah.
You know, we have a history that embraced segregation, that revered in the fact that separate but equal,
mm-hmm.
whatever that's supposed to mean.
Exactly.
But we yes. you know, if you ever want to see a state that embrace the idea of blacks being less than a full human, less than their white counterparts, Mississippi. But today's a dawn of a new day. And it's a proud day to say I'm from Mississippi.
Wow. Thank you, man. Proud of you. We shall continue this conversation. Keep up the good work there, Jackson State. Before we go, one last thing. Unless Rob has something.
No, go ahead.
One last thing then. Why should students come to Jackson State University?
Oh, man. P.A., how much time do you have?
Oh, yeah, just summarize it.
I'm telling you, man, Jackson State is the preeminent HBCU. You know, you hear about your Morehouses and your Howells and your Spelmans and the Clark Atlantas. That's only name. You know, you want a true cultural experience, you come to Jackson State University. Well, we challenge and change lives. And we are bigger and we're stronger. Students come to Jackson State, they get more than just an education. They get an experience, a cultural experience. It's your dear old college home, you know, where each student is known by name and not necessarily a student number.
Mm.
So, yeah, Jackson State University is a preeminent HBCU in all of America.
All righty. There you go. All right. Proud of you, man. Love you. We should talk again. Let's keep
love y'all too, man.
Keep their foot on the pedal.
You, brother.
All right. Take care. Make sure you have a good week. Take care.
I appreciate
yes,
it.
Yeah.
All right, family. That was Prince Durham, professor. And he actually runs the theater art department there at Jackson State University, Big Rob.
And that is actually his real name, Prince Durham.
That's his real name, family. Prince Durham. Look him up on Facebook. And it's a good day. It's a good day for America, and definitely a good day for Mississippi. Going back to more music, it's the Afternoon Jams brought to you by BestBlackNews.com.